This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. While we wait for a possible uptick in COVID-19 numbers from Super Bowl parties, the county added 7 new cases this week for a total of 322. There are 18 active cases now in isolation and 10 people awaiting results. During his weekly briefing to the Jefferson County Commissioner's Health Officer, Dr. Tom Locke said that our case rates are climbing with a 2-week case rate of 125 per 100,000 residents, up from 107. Locke says the cases are driven by clusters, including one large outbreak that involved 23 people. So over half the new cases were all in one non-public setting. This is good news, sort of. Such clusters have less community spread potential and in some ways reflect the fact that our containment efforts are successful. And a number of the positive cases are people who test positive in quarantine, identifying and isolating them before they become infectious. Locke reported that 5,056 doses have been administered so far by Jefferson Healthcare, with an additional 890 at local pharmacies. The process continues, but mostly for the second dose of the 2-stage Pfizer vaccine. Locke says the state is predicting that vaccine supplies will be extremely limited in February and through most of March, but will open up in late March or early April. In a statement last week, Jefferson County Healthcare CEO Mike Glenn said the hospital has not received any additional first dose vaccines, resulting in a limited ability to schedule new patient vaccinations. Some jurisdictions are using vaccine designated for the second dose to inoculate new patients, and many experts, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, have said that it is safe to defer the administration of second doses. Jefferson County has rejected this idea, making sure there is enough on hand for all second doses before scheduling new injections. Glenn acknowledged how frustrating this is for patients, writing, "I will not pretend that our frustration is on the level of yours, but will say we are extremely frustrated with the vaccine supply process. We will continue to hound all possible vaccine sources and commit to running the vaccination center 7 days a week as soon as the vaccine is available." Indoor dining at restaurants is currently forbidden, but a few local restaurants have been able to take advantage of an exception that allows for so-called open-air seating. According to these rules, if a restaurant has roll-up doors or large windows that can be opened to allow for significant outside air ventilation inside the dining room, it can seat customers indoors at 25% capacity. But it isn't quite that easy. Restaurants that pursue this option must use a CO2 monitor to track airflow in the dining room. If level exceeds 450 parts per million, for 15 minutes, diners must be relocated to an open-air seating area that meets the state's requirements. In Port Townsend, Tommyknockers, Sirens, and Quench are among those now operating under the open-air rules. Tommyknockers co-owner Thomas Skipper said he is fortunate that his building has a back door that facilitates airflow, unlike many other local restaurants. The drawback is that the so-called inside section is as cold as the outside by the end of the day. At Sirens, much of the upstairs section is open, tables are sectioned off, and blankets are available for anyone who wants to cut the chill. The whole open-air dining thing is weather-sensitive and could be less of a hardship once spring rolls around, unless there is a lot of rain and all bets are off. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bromant. Thank you for listening.